Blackstone Audio presents House Justice by Mike Lawson. For my mother, Antoinette Nicolene Lawson, 1921 to 2009. Prologue. The battery was dead. For 6 years, she had evaded discovery. For 6 years, she had lived in their midst and endured everything she had to endure. But now, after all her sacrifices, now when it was time to go home and accept the medals no one would ever see, now when she would be given a job where she wouldn't wake up shaking every night, terrified that the next day would be the day she'd be caught, now she was going to die because a car wouldn't start. She overcame the urge to scream and pound the steering wheel in frustration. She needed to stay in control. She needed to think. But she couldn't stop the tears leaking from her eyes. She couldn't understand why Carson had waited so long to tell her to flee. As soon as the story appeared in the newspaper, she knew she was vulnerable, but Carson had told her not to panic, that too many people had attended the meeting. Then, 4 days later, he sent the text message to her cell phone. Just a single word. Eclipse. Eclipse meant run. Run for your life. For the last 2 years, she had been begging Carson to let her go home, and he kept saying that he would, but he needed her to stay just a little bit longer. "Just give me 6 more months," he said. And then it was 6 more after that, and 6 more after that. The manipulative bastard. If he had kept his word, she would have told her lover that she had to visit a fictitious dying aunt in Bandar-e Makam and taken a routine commercial flight to the coastal city, after which a Navy SEAL team would have picked her up on the beach.